Hey there, my name is Andrew, and I get to serve as the student pastor at our Lewis Center campus. And yesterday, as we wrapped up our well-known series, we looked at the end of Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well in John chapter 4. So far in this series, we've kind of walked through the story, and we've gotten to experience firsthand what an encounter with Jesus looks like, right? We've seen John try to clearly express God's heart for his people, even the people that someone might expect God to not care about at all. But now, in this part of the story, we get to understand the result of an encounter with Jesus. We really see three different things transformed in the woman's life. First, her priorities are transformed as she leaves the water at the well, because taking that water back home is no longer the most important thing. We see that her relationship with her pain is transformed as she now isn't trying to hide from people to avoid her pain, and instead she leads with it in her witness to others. And we see that her purpose is transformed. She goes out looking for people and inviting them to come and see the Jesus that she has met. A question that typically dominates my time studying the Bible is, why this? Of all the things that God could have said, why did he choose to inspire John to say these things? Especially in the way that John hard shifts from the story being about the woman to interjecting the disciples returning from town into the story. It kind of feels abrupt to me. And I think that it's because the disciples demonstrate for us the pattern that was established all the way back through the Old Testament. The slow drift that we make as believers away from a relationship with God. I'm not talking about losing our salvation. I'm talking specifically about our zeal and our passion towards this new life that God has created for us and invited and called us into. Adopting those new priorities and that new purpose. We see this modeled for us, this pattern modeled for us, even in the first commandment, Exodus chapter 20, "You shall have no other gods before me." Why would God demand that? Right after these people have an incredible experience of his power and his care for them firsthand. Why would he command that? Because he knows that even after this whole display, they are going to drift. This is a deep cut, but I also think about Haggai in chapter 1, how the people of Israel were finally freed from exile. They go back home zealous to rebuild God's temple, and 16 years passed and they still haven't rebuilt the temple. It wasn't because they stopped believing in God. It's because their priorities shifted from building God's kingdom to building their own. But I've also experienced a drift in my own life. Right? I think about all the times I've drifted. I think about the people in my family that growing up, like I watched them be sold out for Jesus, like pillars in my faith journey. I watched them go to church every Sunday. I watched them disciple me. I watched them serve in the local church, and slowly I've watched them pull away as if it's like they just declared an early retirement on living out their relationship with Jesus. Their priorities shifted, their purpose shifted, and they'd say that they love the Lord, but the days of living for the Lord are nothing more than a chapter in the photo album of their life. The same thing happens with the disciples. In John chapter 1, they had the same encounter with Jesus that the woman did, and it changed everything. They met Jesus, they dropped everything to follow him, and they went and found other people and brought them back to meet Jesus. But now, already in John chapter 4, they're back with their eyes down, their priorities and their purpose out of alignment, focused on their mission more than the mission that Jesus invited them to be a part of. So John, in his telling of the story, presents both sides of what to expect from an encounter with Jesus. We should expect the transformed life, right? Dedicated to Jesus, on fire for him, dedicated to the mission of God, which is to go and make disciples, just as the woman was doing. And in writing this, John demonstrates the drift that happens to all of us. Truth is, there's no real solve for that, though, because the drift is always something that we're going to have to fight in our lives. Having a sin nature means we'll never drift towards Jesus. We'll never accidentally or unintentionally end up with a better relationship with God, right? Just like you can't take a year off from the gym and expect to come back and be stronger than you ever have been. So what's the solution to a life lived for Jesus? Right? How do we keep our relationship with God and our passion for Him from just becoming a chapter in the past of our story? How do we do that? What's the fix? Encountering Him. Making the pattern in our lives, coming back to Jesus in practical ways. The woman, her encounter with Jesus, she had an encounter with Jesus at the well and it changed everything. The disciples, they came back to Jesus at the well and He gets them right back on track. He is the great aligner, if you will, of our priorities and our purpose. So here's the question. How is your relationship with Jesus right now? And what steps are you taking? What time have you carved out this week to encounter Jesus this week through worship, through time with Him, through prayer, so that you can be encounter Him, so that you can be satisfied in Him, so that you can let Him align your heart and experience life in Him, just like John says, with new priorities and a new purpose. Let me pray for you. God, thank You for the way that You've interrupted our stories, that You've met us right where we are, You've gotten our attention, and You have invited us into relationship with You. God, would You help us to see ourselves the way that You see us? Would You help us to see our lives the way that You see them? Holy Spirit, would You convict us of the areas where our priorities and our purpose are shifted? And this week, as we make our trips into town, as we go about our daily lives, would You help us to keep our eyes up on the harvest, to bring back people to meet You? Would You give us opportunities to meet people that are far from You and give us the courage to invite them to come and see, to come and see the Savior of the world? Amen. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Drivecast.